Oh yeah, what's up everyone? It's three-time Pro Bowler Josh Cribbs on my birthday, June 9th. The Cavs have done it. Yes, indeed. The Cavs have came out victorious, winning their first game of the NBA Finals, Cavs-Warriors Game 4. Your thoughts? Well, I'm going to tell you, man. So let's just hop right into it. Cavs came out and played like a team that wanted to win the finals, period. The only problem with that is that it is game four and they're down 0-3. I question the Warriors' play. Before I hop in that, I wanna go back to my last post game report. I said that in order to beat the Warriors, Kyrie had to break a record and LeBron had to play like the best player in the world. This is what I said before. Well, the Cavs broke a scoring record for most points in the first half of an NBA Finals game. That's good enough for me. And LeBron, he played like the best player in the world, in my opinion. The Warriors never, this was strange for me to see from three games. Not even that. Even in regular season, this was strange for me to see the Warriors never have a lead in the entire game. They never had a lead. That sent my antennas go up on that one. Okay. Excusing that one. Being as though that they played multiple times. They had multiple exchanges of leads and now all of a sudden they up 3-0 and now they go in the tank, the Warriors. I just question them. I know we're good, we're capable of playing like we did. I don't think that the Warriors, they went out there and just laid an egg as far as they didn't compete. I felt like they competed. I felt like this game we were noticeably better. All our shots were falling. It's just something didn't sit right with me with that game. It just didn't sit right. I don't know. It didn't sit right. Kevin Love. I mean, he was shooting like the shooter we all know him to be. Why? The reason we brought him to Cleveland, the reason why we call it a big three, you saw it out there tonight. Because really, and this is important, we don't have a big three when Kevin Love isn't consistent. And he hasn't been consistent, so we can't say we have a big three and Kevin Love is in our big three. Or we have a big two with Kyrie and LeBron, but tonight we saw a tremendous showing of a big three. Finally, the supporting cast of the Cavaliers pulled their own weight. J.R. Smith came out ready to play, knocking shots down. Shumpert came ready to play. Even Kyle Korver, and I don't say this with disrespect. I say it because he's never been to this show before. He has the big eyes out there for three games straight. We brought this talent in to be our shooter, to raise our stats, and we saw an inkling of that this game. He's starting to have more confidence on the floor. I get it and I see it. However, the chemistry is slightly off between him and Kyrie. Between Kyle Korver and Kyrie, their chemistry is a little off on the court. When they're on the court at the same time, Kyrie dribbled to the hole a few times and threw a dish pass out to him, and he wasn't ready for it. Some say, maybe not a good pass, but you should be expecting the ball to come out of the woodworks when Kyrie drives to the hole. Unless you either looking at it, and I think that's what happened. He got caught looking at an amazing talent in his teammate, Kyrie Irving, dribbling into the hole and trying to look at. He got caught staring at the amazing shot, like, oh, let's see what he do now. And then a ball popped out 100 miles per hour towards him, and he wasn't ready. That's what I saw. Maybe it was a little bad pass, but that's what I saw. You got caught staring. You got caught looking and glazing at your own teammate. That's what I saw. But, I don't want to take anything away from their win. Now, a unique situation, I have to say, it's like an elephant in the room. A unique situation in which KD, Steph Curry, and Klay Thompson and the Warriors team were all mediocre. All of them. Mediocre. I think the Warriors at 3-0 on the Cavs, came out nonchalant, trying to attempt to win a home game. That's my thoughts. I feel like they want to win the championship at home. I feel like that. I feel like they either was going to let the Cavs give it away, give up on this tournament and say, hey, y'all can win, but you're going to win in our house. And it's going to be so, it ain't going to be as good as winning at home. I feel like they came out nonchalant. They weren't ready for the attack that the Cleveland Cavaliers had for them. They just was not ready. It was like that little meme. I wasn't ready. I feel like they were not ready. I feel like our shots, not that I feel like, our shots were on today. Where was that phenomenal shooting in game three? I mean, in game two, in game three. And now in game four, you know, you see phenomenal shooting from the Cavs all across the board. LeBron James, let's start with him. LeBron and Kyrie lit the boards up. I mean, I got to check the stats. He may have broke some records for threes in the finals. I said that Kyrie Irving had to have the game of his life. He had to elevate, not just have an average game. Every time he steps on the court and has a good game, he raises the bar for himself. He raises the bar for himself in a way that the opponents have to study him and have to be able to account for a phenomenal athlete, a freak of nature on the court. So when he raises the bar for himself, he sets the bar and he has to beat that. He has to go above and beyond against a team like the Warriors in order for Cavs to come out victorious. I said that, and he went out and did it. LeBron James, like I said, he had to be the best player in the world in order for the Cavs to win, along with Kyrie, along with now a big three in Kevin Love. And Kevin Love showed up. So when you have a big three, an official big three, they beat the Warriors. But I still question it. I still question this game. It didn't sit right. Game four, they down 0-3. It just didn't sit right. KD not being on, not even being aggressive. Curry not even being aggressive. Klay Thompson, yeah, he took the reins a little bit. But I feel like KD and Curry kind of took the night off, man. Comment, give me your thoughts. Hey, go Cavs. They won the game. We all know it. But let me know what you think on Instagram and Twitter and Facebook, man. Josh Cribb 16. Check me out. We're going to do it again next week, man. Or, you know, in a couple days for the postgame and the pregame for game five in Oakland. We're going to do it again. I'll see you back real soon. Don't forget, subscribe. Hit me up on Instagram. Let's get these comments going. I want to know your thoughts. Josh Cribb out.